Experts say that automatic face recognition systems, in which a computer attempts to recognize an individual by checking his or her face against thousands of images stored in a database, are gaining in popularity but are not very reliable. There won't be a match if the person's face is not contained in the database, or a match may be overlooked if a picture that is in the database looks sufficiently different than the individual standing in front of the system's electronic eye. Experts say that's because the stored photograph may be several years old and bear little resemblance to the individual, or the pose or light may be different. Psychologist Rob Jenkins of the University of Glasgow and his colleague Mike Burton believe they've solved the problem. They randomly gathered 20 images of 25 male celebrities on the internet and fed the photos into a face recognition system that had a database of 31,000 photos of famous faces. The recognition system accurately identified the individuals about half the time. The researchers then created what they call an average face of each celebrity by taking his images and averaging them out. They did that by removing unhelpful aspects of the images, such as lighting effects and highlighting structural features of the face, according to Jenkins.
So what we're able to show is that if you take these highly variable images and apply the averaging process to them, then the recognition performance just goes right up. In the study that we report, it goes from 54%, which was the performance that it got on standard photographs, up to 100%. So it's a really huge leap.
Jenkins sees no reason why average face photos could not be made of everyone and used for identification purposes. He says the average faces could also be used for existing face recognition technology for use at airports, for example. To be sure, the Scottish psychologist is ready. He made an average face image for himself using 20 different images.
What's striking to me is how bad a likeness my passport photo is and how good a likeness the average image is. Certainly, I think if I were at customs deciding whether to admit myself or not, I would have to say no.
Jenkins and Burton report their work in the journal Science. Jessica Berman, VOA News, Washington.